This is JIS News. Coming up, IDB president to arrive in Jamaica later today. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller lauds U.S. move to strengthen ties with Cuba and new NHT board to be appointed next year. The news in detail after this message.
Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling our toll-free line 1-888-991-2752 or vote online at www.cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities.
It's time to vote, time to give the winners recognition. The public sector customer service competition is here.
Now the news. President of the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, Luis Alberto Moreno, is scheduled to arrive in Jamaica later today. Mr. Moreno's two-day visit coincides with the observance of 45 years of partnership between the IDB and Jamaica. While on the island, Mr. Moreno is scheduled to break ground for the new IDB offices in Kingston and attend a cultural reception for IDB partners, stakeholders, and staff. The IDB president will also meet with Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips, and other senior government officials on Friday, December 19, as well as the opposition leader, Andrew Holness. The Inter-American Development Bank is one of the largest sources of multilateral financing for Latin America and the Caribbean, and a leader in social and economic development. Priority areas for IDB funding to Jamaica include support for programs to improve fiscal sustainability, enhance social protection and security measures, and improving Jamaica's business climate. The Industrial Disputes Tribunal, IDT, has heard 145 disputes for the 2013-2014 fiscal year, an increase of 48 cases over the previous year. Of this number, 49 were related to dismissals and suspensions and 6 to wages and conditions. The tribunal handed down some 33 awards, 17 more than the 2012-2013 fiscal year. 93 cases were outstanding as at March 2014. In the meantime, Labour Minister Derek Kellyer is optimistic that the newly opened IDT office in Kingston will help the tribunal reach more settlements at a faster rate.
Now the aim is to have a 30% clear-up rate of these matters. It is my hope that the new facilities will serve to enhance the IDT in their responsibility for expeditious settlements. An enhanced working environment is a small but important element in achieving industrial relations stability and strength.
Minister Kellyer was speaking at the official opening of a new facility at the Industrial Disputes Tribunal in Kingston on Wednesday. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is commending the United States and Cuban governments for the re-establishment of diplomatic ties between both countries. Mr. Simpson Miller says the Jamaican government welcomes a joint announcement in Washington and Havana Wednesday as she congratulated Presidents Barack Obama and Raul Castro on the historic development. She notes that the move brings U.S. and Cuban foreign policies in line with modern international diplomatic arrangements and supports calls from other nations for an end to the U.S. trade embargo on Cuba. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says Jamaica looks forward to the tangible benefits that the new engagement will bring for the Cuban people and the Caribbean region. Relations between the U.S. and Cuba have been frozen for the last 5 decades. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller will appoint a new board of management for the National Housing Trust, NHT, next year. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says Prime Minister Simpson Miller announced the decision to appoint a new board during a meeting of the National Council of the Partnership for Jamaica on Tuesday.
The partnership noted and accepted that the information provided by the Prime Minister that a new board for the National Housing Trust will be appointed when the life of the current board expires in April 2015.
Senator Faulkner was addressing a Jamaica House media briefing on Wednesday. The membership of the National Council of the Partnership for Jamaica comprises representatives of academia, civil society, private sector, labor, the opposition, and the government. The government, private sector, and civil society representatives on the council signed the Partnership for Jamaica Agreement in July 2013 towards meeting targets in fiscal consolidation, the rule of law, ease of doing business, and employment, energy diversification, and economic growth. That was the GIS News. I'm Anthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.